Geronimo and Mike O'Mara Show. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara Show.
Anytime, toll free at 1-800-636-1067. They're ready to believe you.
It's the Don and Mike Show, and they'll say what they wish.
And not through snow.
Yeah.
Here we are. Hello, Robbie. Isn't the snow wild? I just saw Mr. Liddy doing snow angels in the backyard.
Oh, nobody does them better.
Wild. I want to tell you.
Wild.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Blizzard of 99 and all the ships in town. And now, continuing storm coverage with your favorite petty bourgeois bastards, only on the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Robbie, and hello, and thank you for listening coast to coast, nationwide, still via Vestwood Bun, darling.
Yes, some things never change.
Don Geronimo, Mike O'Mara, right here. That's why we still, to this day, call it your cotton-picking Don and Mike Show.
Watch out where the Huskies go.
You know, try as we might to change this, we are still doing the show from the antiquated studios of WJFK, Washington, D.C.
Yes, we are.
Jackal's here. I had some unpleasant words with Jackal before the show today.
Oh, that's not good.
I left him pulling on his own skin tags. He, of course, was in the company of his favorite gerbil, Jeremy.
Yes, Jeremy, riding around in his pocket.
Well, I guess he's up on the third floor now in the fetal position underneath his desk.
That's right.
Cufflinks ruling the world from Black Rock, New York City.
New York City!
And Egypt Prostate doing dick for us, but taking his 10% and opening King Tut's tomb.
Yeah!
Yes, Westwood One, still the network du jour. Someday, Ken Stevens will discuss what's going on with us with that situation.
I certainly hope he does. It's starting to get a little old.
But as of right now, we're still on the Westwood One network. They have cleared the show on 63 affiliate stations. We have 4.5 million listeners, all of them Arbitron rated.
Yeah.
And for that, we are eternally grateful. Now, before I welcome Snow Bunny here to my left and your right, time for all you soccer moms out there. Not many of you out there. No school today.
Right.
Yeah, Junior and Missy, move them way to the back of your green minivan. And watch out, because I've got Whip This Out.
Oh, my goodness. Look at that. You put earmuffs on it.
Magnificent. Ain't it marvelous? Another perfectly executed over these big-time major market radio show. Here's my left, your right. Radio's Guy Birdley, the Swapper.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi. Hi, Buzz. Well, hello, everybody. What can I say? Sorry about yesterday.
You know, I'm sitting here and my headphones sound weird, but I'm not going to ask you because I know you're still deaf in your left ear.
I got no sound at all in the left
really?
Ear.
Wonder whether it's catching.
Listen, yesterday.
Yes.
Oh, and Ken Stevens has the nerve to bust my balls about this today.
Really?
In the hall.
Right.
He says to me, hey, why weren't you here yesterday? I said, why wasn't I here? Left my house. We do a show at 3 o'clock. I normally leave my house about 1:15.
Right.
And even leaving at 1:15, I get here way early.
Mm-hmm.
I left my house yesterday at 12 noon. I gave myself 3 hours to get to the station, where there's normally a 30-minute drive.
Right.
Okay? I got out on Route 7. which was backed up for 20 miles. I'm not exaggerating. Maybe you saw the snowstorm that we had today on the news here in D.C., right?
Yeah, the snowstorm that all the meteorologists called for.
Oh, I got a lot of stuff to talk about today.
Good.
Unbelievable. Hey. And they just blow it off. Bob Ryan, I was watching him, gave it like 5 seconds in the evening news last night. Well, we kind of missed this one, but it's a humbling. Here's the line. It's a humbling experience to forecast the weather.
You know what's a humbling experience, Bob, you douchebag? What's a humbling experience is being on a road when you're trying to get to work and nobody's moving because the government is let out, all the parents are getting out to get their kids, and the snow plows can't do their job because all you dickweed weathermen don't know enough about the weather to correctly predict when we're going to get a foot of snow.
They so blew this. They so completely blew this.
So wait, there's a lot of, I got a lot of yelling to do. Let me just get it out here.
You go for it.
Okay.
You go, girl.
So, yesterday, every route that I took, I was screwed. Yesterday, I got on Route 7. This is a major road in the Washington, D.C. area, major highway. Route 7 backed up. As I was getting off Route 7 to try to get on the Dulles Toll Road, ladies slammed into a Puerto Rican. Puerto Rican slammed into me. I'm at the side of the road for an hour waiting for the cops to show up to write the lady a ticket. Okay?
But I just want to say it's refreshing that somebody slammed into you once.
Yeah, I was not ticketed in the affair.
That's good.
So then I leave that site. This is about 3:15 when I called you guys yesterday. And I thought, you know what I'll do? I'll get off Route 7. I'll get on the Dulles Toll Road. Another major road. Figure this has got to be a better way to get to work.
Should be clear.
I do this. Again, I'm sitting, no exaggeration, 1 hour on the Dulles Toll Road. So I make a U-turn, and I think, Hunter Mill Road. This is a major thoroughfare between the community that I live in and the community where the radio station is.
Major like a giant anaconda is major.
Well, it's a big four-lane road.
It's very snake-like, too.
Well, I got on this road, and this was the worst of all, that I got on the road, and as soon as I got on the road and got into the traffic, it stopped. I mean, it's not like we were inching along at a snail's pace. We just stopped.
Parked.
Stopped. And at one point, a cop was walking down the double lane of traffic and getting people to turn around.
Right.
And when he got to me, he said, okay, now after this lady in front of you turns around, you're going to have to turn around and go back the other way. Now keep in mind, this morning, I've been in my car now for 5 hours trying to make a 30-minute drive to work. So I said to the cop, hoping that because I'd been put through all this major, all of this hassle, thinking, God, I hope somebody died or something. I hope somebody slid into a telephone pole. I hope something bad happened.
It's the way you feel when you're in that traffic.
To justify this, and I said to the cop, who seemed mildly perplexed at all of this, like everybody was.
Sure.
I said, what's going on? Why are you closing the road? He said, well, too many motorists have abandoned their cars.
That's what people do in Washington, D.C.
They do.
That, unlike many cities in the United States, especially places that get snow, that is what motorists do here. That is what we are known for. People abandon their cars when it gets really nasty.
I want some of these people to call our show today.
Please.
And explain to me the logic of when you're driving in a snowstorm, what the logic is of just leaving. And I'm not talking about pulling your car off on the side of the road.
No, you start sliding around and you get scared and you get out and you leave it because you don't know even how to get it off to the side of the road.
Over 40 cars were abandoned
because you shouldn't be out there
on Hunter Mill Road yesterday.
Because you shouldn't be out there in the first place.
That's right.
The vehicle that can't handle it.
So that's why I didn't make it to work, why we didn't have a show yesterday. Ken busting my chair. I said, come on, what are you talking about? He says, well, maybe we should get you a four-wheel drive. I said, I was in a four-wheel drive. I was in my wife's four-wheel drive. I left my house 3 hours before the show. I got rear-ended. I still turned around and tried to come into work. I went on the Dulles Toll Road. It's backed up. I'm on Hunter Mill Road. They closed the road down. I'm in my car for five freaking hours. By this time, it's 5 o'clock in the afternoon, and my kid's still not home from school.
So that's why you grabbed Ken's skin tag and pulled it as hard as you could.
Oh, and it made that sound like when you pull a rubber band, that boing, 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 boing.
They're all numb, though. It doesn't faze him in the least.
So, Christine, as soon as somebody calls and
Somebody who admits to abandoning their car yesterday.
As soon as we get one of those people, you put them right through. Because I want to talk to those people. Because yesterday was just horrible.
terrific.
I was on a six-lane road, and it was just a very slight incline, nothing serious, and it was difficult for me to get through because there were several cars that were abandoned and parked in the road at an angle, and you had to try to weave through those. Again, these are people who never should have been out on the road if they don't know how to drive.
The problem is that it's one of the rare times that we got a snowstorm.
We got an unpredicted snowstorm in the middle of the day.
That fell in the middle of the day when nobody can do, you know, when everybody's already where they're supposed to
be. Back in a moment with more Sundays with Don and Mike on Talk Radio 1330 KFH.
Years of broadcasting. This is another KFH News Update.
From the KFH Newsroom, I'm Robert Craig. Travel has resumed on Interstate 70 in western Kansas. Hundreds of motorists were stranded near Colby after a foot of snow temporarily closed the interstate. Officials, however, warn that the highway is still snow-packed and dangerous. A graduate student stabbed in the streets of New York was buried yesterday in a private service in St. Louis. 26-year-old Amy Watkins graduated from the University of Kansas and was a native of Topeka. South African Archbishop Desmond Tutu is scheduled to speak at the University of Kansas next month. Tutu won the 1984 Nobel Peace Prize for his work to end apartheid. And in local sports yesterday in soccer, the Wings lose in overtime to Harrisburg 20-18. And that's a local news update on Wichita's number one talk radio station, KFH Wichita. I'm Robert Craig. Now let's check world news from CBS.
CBS News, this is David Jackson. It's buried the plains under a foot and a half of snow, and now it's moving into the east.
Current forecasts are calling for snow that spread gradually east-northeastward across the northern mid-Atlantic region and into southern New England probably in the next 24 hours.
Brian Cordy at the National Weather Service. How much snow? It really depends on that rain-snow line. Boston's looking for anywhere between 3 inches and a foot. It's already snowing in D.C., where they expect 2 to 4 inches today, a couple more tonight. An influential senator wants an independent investigation of China's spies and lost U.S. nuclear weapons secrets. Senate Armed Services Republican McCain of Arizona doesn't want an independent counsel, rather something akin to the Tower Commission that was formed to look into Iran-Contra.
There is a need for a thorough, complete investigation that would cover not only the allegations in this case, but the allegations about technology transfer to China and of all these campaign contributions that came out of China.
He appeared on the CBS News broadcast Face the Nation. Separately, Energy Secretary Richardson insisted that the Clinton administration wants some answers, too.
We're going to raise these issues with the Chinese, most likely at the next summit that will be very soon. We have no illusions about China, but our policy is it's better to engage them than isolate them.
There's more fighting and more killing today in Kosovo, with Serbs and ethnic Albanians set to sit down again tomorrow and talk peace near Paris. National Security Advisor Sandy Berger has a fresh warning for the Serb leader Milosevic.
NATO has made very clear that if he does not accept the peace agreement and continues instead his aggressive campaign against the Kosovars, that NATO is prepared to act.
He appeared on the NBC News broadcast Meet the Press, echoing similar warnings today from Britain's Foreign Secretary Cook in London. Fight fans are still shaking their heads at last night's draw between British-born Lennox Lewis and Evander Holyfield at New York's Madison Square Garden. So are most British bettors, as we hear now from CBS News correspondent Tom Rivers in London.
With close odds, the betting activity was fairly well split between the two, but the controversial decision meant just about everybody who plunked down some money here came out a loser, except the lucky few who liked the long odds on a draw. Graham Sharp from the William Hill bookmaking chain.
The biggest single bet we took was 500.